why don't kick back and get raw with us.
From the latest hip-hop beefs,
spazzles,
to social issues that cripple the black community, all from the perspective of a young, strong black woman.
A strong black woman.
And now your host, Rita.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of According to RP on WJMS Radio. It's your girl, Rita Pierre, your host. And as always, I hope you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful week so far. So I feel like I have been truly blessed by the guest fairies because I have had some amazing back-to-back guests on this show. To the consequence of us not doing the big up or womp womp of the week, because I need to reserve the time for these guests because they're just so amazing. And so this week, again, guys, we will not be having the big up of the week or the womp womp of the week because I have an amazing guest by the name of Shay Sana, who will be gracing us with her knowledge, her presence, her essence today. And Shay Sana, she is an artist, she is a poet, she is an author, among many other things. And so you guys definitely want to keep it locked as we talk about her journey through authorship. She's going to talk about her latest book that is dropping next week. She's going to be talking about entrepreneurship. We're going to engage in conversations about life, religion, and just all sorts of jewels. There will be a lot of gems dropping on this episode, so you definitely want to keep it locked for that. The one preliminary, though, that I cannot get rid of is my Urban Dictionary word or phrase of the week. So, guys, it is now time for my Urban Dictionary word or phrase of the week.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
May I have the definition?
What does skeet skeet mean?
What's on fleek?
Can you use it in a sentence?
Popping on fleek, Gillette.
And it's gonna be lit.
Major key.
It's time for the Urban Dictionary word or phrase of the week.
So this week's Urban Dictionary word of the week is Mondays, spelled M-O-N-D-A-Z-E. And the definition goes as such: feeling extremely unhappy because the weekend is over and you have no choice but to go back to reality. Example: Mondays at work, wish it was Friday. So I just have a quick thought on that. I thought it was appropriate to have that word as the word of the week because I feel like many of us, including myself, are stuck in this like Monday gloom. Whenever we know Monday is around the corner, like from Sunday afternoon, we're already dreading the week ahead because we don't want to go to work. We don't want to, participate in humanity. We just don't want to be bothered by it. We don't want to catch the train Monday morning and dealing with these cycles on the train. Like, we just don't want to deal with what Monday has to bring. But as we're all trying to move forward, as we're all trying to have better mindsets in the year of 2019, I think that we all need to start shifting this mindset, shifting this thought process of Mondays suck, I can't stand Mondays, I hate Mondays, to I love Mondays. Mondays are another opportunity for us to accomplish what we could not accomplish the week before. New week, new goals. It's another chance at, like, I don't know, success, at winning. And so if we think about Mondays like that, as opposed to, man, my weekend is over, you know, this is going to suck, I think we will do better. I mean, I think we'll walk around a little happier, maybe. I feel like it's really all about the mindset half of the time, if not most of the time. And coming into a new week with such negativity sets the tone for the week. And we don't want to be Oscar the Grouch. Is it Oscar? I think it's Oscar. Oscar the Grouch for the whole week. We want to be happy. We want to be positive. We want to be inspirational. We want to be motivation for others. So guys, please, just like I need to take, you know, a page from this lesson as well, let's try to do better, you know, in terms of how we approach the new week. You're welcome. Right, everyone. I'm here with my very special guest, Shayna Shay Sinatus.
Yeah, I go by so many names. Yeah, it's crazy. So I go by Shayna Sinatus. That is the government name. And Shay Sana people know me as Shea a lot, but with social media now, I'm trying to branch off to Belle Brooklyn.
Oh, yes, I have seen that.
Yes, Belle Brooklyn. So Shayna Sonatus, Shea Sonata, Belle Brooklyn.
So is Belle Brooklyn going to be like your tag name, like, you know, or your pen name?
I would say it's going to be my social media branding.
Okay.
Belle Brooklyn. Yeah. Shea Sanaa is just a little nickname that mm-hmm. I have because I like when people call me Shea. And Sanaa, actually, I got from my dad.
Okay.
Because we have Senatus, but in Haiti, they used to call him Tisena, like okay. Little Sena.
Okay.
And then, so I think as I grew up, I liked that little nickname. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start calling myself Shea Sanaa. And
it's yeah. cute though, it flows.
Thank you. It but flows. I don't like when people compare me to who is he, the wrestler? And they try to call, because his name is John Cena.
Oh, John Cena, okay.
Right.
Yes.
So they just were like, Shea Cena. No, Shea Sanaa. You know, so,
you gotta put that finesse into it.
I gotta correct them, but yeah. So I go by all those names. But Belle Brooklyn, I'm definitely trying to branch off and do that as like okay, my social cool. media platform.
I feel you. Okay. Well, thank you for being here today.
Thank you. I appreciate this. This is amazing.
No,
this
I mean, amazing. When I heard you're writing books and stuff, I was like, wait, I need to talk to her about this. I didn't know either.
I never saw myself coming to the point of saying, Shay, you would have two books out right now, to tell you the truth. I always wanted to do a poetry book, which is my second book, ever since high school, but I never thought it would actually come into fruition.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells you a lot about how much we doubt ourselves and we have fears and we think we can't accomplish things. But here I am now with two books out as a self-published author. Even then, that took me some time mm-hmm. to actually own that and say, Shayna, you're an author. You wrote these books, although they're collaboration books mm-hmm. with other writers in them. But for the most part, yeah, you're an author.
But yeah.
You know, so it's been an interesting, awesome, humbling, pleasant journey.
Well, I want to kind of get into that. But before, let's at least give the names of the books.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one, I'm looking at it here. Let This Mind Be In You, Devotionals and Scripture Studies. So correct. What was the inspiration behind that book?
Well, within my spiritual walk, I feel like God was telling me multiple times, let this mind be in you, based on Philippians 2:5. Mm-hmm. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, you know? And with that said, I was going through a really spiritual dark time. I was learning new things throughout scriptures, and I was just going through my own situations where I felt like, is God pleased with me?
Mm-hmm.
Is he happy with me? And the most beautiful thing I began to see, because John is my favorite book in the Bible.
Okay.
And his the relationship with Christ and his Father spoke volumes to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason he was able to overcome and have that relationship, because everything he said was, I do not do this by my will, but by the Father's will,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then towards later on, reading Philippians, you know, you see the recommendation of, or the advice, I should say, of, no, let this mind that was in Christ also be in you.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's in you, you will also have that peace. You will also have that obedience. You will have temptations. You'll have struggles. But it's how do you go about this walk? So ever since then, I was like, I want the whole book or this whole devotional to basically be about having the mind of Christ. And the spiritual darkness that I was going through at a time, it was to the point I was like, you know what? Forget this whole God thing.
Mm-hmm.
Forget everything. You know, I don't want to do it. And one day I felt impressed. And anytime I say I felt impressed, or when I say my conscience spoke to me, I mm-hmm. automatically connect that with God.
Okay.
That's him speaking to us, even if we don't want to recognize it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And once that happened, I felt impressed to go and read the Bible. This sounds cliche, right? Oh, I opened the Bible and then I saw this scripture and
it jumped
spoke
at
to me.
It
jumped at me. It sounds so cliche, but that's exactly what mm-hmm. happened. You know, so I was reading and the scripture that says, ask, seek, knock.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read that and I felt just God saying, I need you to ask. You haven't been asking. You've just been doubting.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to seek me. You haven't been doing that. You weren't persistent. And knock.
Like, be vigorous about it. Like, other things that you are passionate for and you go for, be passionate about me because I'm passionate about you.
Mm-hmm.
Man, listen, that thing just brought me to tears. And I just started writing, based on that scripture, what I felt God was telling me. And after that, it felt so therapeutic that I said, you know what? Okay, let me start doing some more. So I would just read random things, and whatever I got from it, I would write. Whatever I got, I would write. Before I knew it, I had like 10 devotionals. Or I called them my little articles.
Okay.
But friends was like, it's like you're writing little mini devotionals. Mm-hmm. And then I knew about other friends that were writing little stuff, little articles like that. And I said, what if I took all these things within the theme of having the mind of Christ or going through this journey, this spiritual walk with God, and just putting it together?
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, that's how it came about. And if you look at the cover, you have the mind, which is connected to the heart. Because a lot of times we like to disconnect the two.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually in unison. It's one. Scripture, you see God talking a lot about the heart, you know, but also the importance of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's how everything came about, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the art and I see like the connection, the brain, and like really connected to the heart. And it's really, really like, it's, you look at it and you're just like, huh, this is interesting, right? It like makes you think.
Yeah.
But I definitely am looking forward to reading devotionals.
Thank you.
I like devotionals, and I find that with myself, you know, also being Seventh-day Adventist, it's a little difficult sometimes to stay on track because sometimes, I don't know, for me, I find like, because the religion is can be very legalistic.
Very.
I think that it, you know, it oftentimes sends you into like this extreme where you do get into this like dark place where you're like, well, what is it all for? You know what I mean?
Right.
Because of what you've always been focused on. I think that one thing I would say a lot of young people I know like struggle with is the fact that, you know, the church doesn't necessarily teach love enough.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just, and it's focused more so on like the legalities. And so sometimes that, I guess it causes us to not really develop a true relationship. And so therefore our minds are not always connected in a sense to Christ the way it should be. And our hearts are not connected the way it should be.
Right.
But I find that whenever I do go through those struggling periods, devotionals is kind of what helps bring me out of it.
Right. And for me also, I wanted this to be a devotion. That's why it's called devotional and scripture studies, because there's studies in there. I want people to go into the word and dissect it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got to do. If we're in school and we're dissecting textbooks, we need to dissect this the same way, right? But actually not just learn it, but apply it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what scripture is about. You know, it's a lifestyle. It's a way of living. And but the devotional parts is more of the intimacy that I wanted to bring, where I like the fact that I have other writers in there because you're hearing their experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a writer in there that's writing about an experience with a certain relationship she was in, and she realized she gave too much of herself too fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or myself, I wrote a devotional in there, which is called Daddy Dearest. I don't know if anybody has seen this movie. It's kind of old. It's called Mommy Dearest. I'm a sucker for classics.
Okay.
So it's like one of those 50s movies in color. And the plot of the movie is that there's this famous actress mother who adopts children because she can't have any.
Mm-hmm.
But she's so caught up in, she has rage issues and trust issues. But she's so caught up in being perfect as an actress that she takes out all her anger on her children. But the one thing that she demands from them is respect and obedience. And in the movie, once they are not obedient or they don't go about how she envisions their life to be, she goes off, beats them, punishes them, doesn't show them any love. And then I thought about it and I was like, many times that's how I see the Father. Oh, you know what? You're disappointed in me. You know what? I did this bad and you probably don't want to talk to me. And I realized God was saying, that's not my character. That's not who I am. I am a disciplinary, but at the same time, I embody love.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to realize like, no, God is not Daddy Dearest. You know, I just switched up the name and I'm just like, he wishes to change me and he wishes to love me, but at the same time, that is not his character. And a lot of times people try to connect those, oh, it's the Old Testament God, but the New Testament God is different. We're not dealing with two different entities. Mm-hmm. It's one God, you know? So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I find that a lot of times, like, devotionals help, like, kind of usher it. Because some people do struggle with just going straight to the Word. Like, you give them a Bible and they're like,
yeah,
I don't really know where to kind of start with this. Like, yeah. I know I got to read everything, but mm-hmm. where do I go? Like, how do I read it from cover to cover? Which mm-hmm. is what a lot of people, for some, like, you know, a lot of people have felt like they've had to do, like, in order to really read it.
The 365 days.
Exactly. And they do that. And so they're reading it mm-hmm. as, like, a textbook, but not really retaining it for true. What it is. Mm-hmm. But I do find that guides, devotionals kind of, like, help
you.
Yeah. They help, like, give you that structure.
Right.
Okay. So with this first book, where mm-hmm. it's currently out.
It's currently
been
out.
How long has it been out for?
A year.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember it was a little while ago when I saw, I think it was Daphne. Shout out to Daphne.
Oh, my cuz. That's my boo.
Daphne, who was just like, you know, my cousin got a book out. Oh. She had it. And that's how I first heard about it. Because I was just like, because I think you weren't here at the time.
I wasn't here in New York. I was down south. Here's the thing. Again, I wasn't owning it. Mm-hmm. I came about with the book and I just felt accomplished that I just put it together. Mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking about selling it. I wasn't thinking about promoting it. I only gave a copy to friends that asked about it and the writers mm-hmm. so they could have their copy. And I just left it at that. When people began to find out about it, they was like, Shay, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why do we not know about this? Shay, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And I had to begin to own it and realize, okay, you're not putting praise on yourself, but if this is something that has been an experience for you, how much more will it be a blessing to someone mm-hmm. else? Who else needs to read it? So you're not promoting it so you could be like, oh, let me get money. Let mm-hmm. me get praise. It's more like, no, I'm promoting it and putting it out there because I want somebody else to experience it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, asking money for it is not a bad thing because you do have to, even though I paid it out, you know, my money out of my pocket, but at the same time for the production of continuing to print it and so forth, there's a cost.
And to
you
further
know?
The cause, though, it's like
further
anything.
The cause.
I
exactly.
mean, we're reprinting the Bible, right?
Exactly.
The monetary dollar.
It was
that.
All a learning process because now the funds that I got from the first book is what enabled me to do the second. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, I definitely learned my lesson from the first book. But yeah, it's currently on Amazon.
Okay.
And I am going to have the option of an ebook.
Okay, good.
You know, so it's print copy right now, but ebook is coming out pretty soon. So on Amazon, as long as you type in Let This Mind Be In You, it should come up with the author Shayna Sonatus. I think there's two other books out there with that title, but they're not devotionals. Mm-hmm. But Shayna Sonatus, Let This Mind Be In You, you should be able to see it.
All right. Well, I can't wait to read it.
Thank you.
Now, let's move on to the second book, which is not out yet.
No, it's not out.
It's not out yet. Tell us a little bit about that one. That one called Untold Emotions.
Untold Emotions. Untold Emotions has been in the works, I should say, since I was in high school.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I take that back. I'm lying. Since I was in high school, I've been a lover of poetry. Junior high a little bit, but in high school, I really dived into it, especially when I came about Deaf Poetry Jam.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Like, I fell in love with poetry. I fell in love with the art. I fell in love with spoken word. Mm-hmm. And by the time I got into college, you know, when you're going through relationships and tough times, that's the best time mm-hmm. to write your poetry.
Yep.
So I was writing a lot and I realized a lot of the things that I was writing, I wasn't verbalizing mm-hmm. to the person or just verbalizing it at all. And I came up with the title because I was talking to my cousin one day who's also a lover of poetry. She was like, man, we have so much untold emotions. I was like, that's it. I was like, that's the book, Untold Emotions. There's so many things that we go through and it's easier for us to write it out, mm-hmm. but we have not verbalized it to people. And there are certain things we need to keep to ourselves. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, but I will say this 100 times over. I am such an advocate for vulnerability, transparency, and communication mm-hmm. because I think it takes away a lot of assumptions we have with each other as people. A lot of times we don't communicate and we're like, well, I thought you felt this way. Mm-hmm. I thought it was this. And it's just like, No. If we had communicated and we were actually open with how we felt, I think a lot of things could be resolved.
Yeah.
So Unsolved Emotions is basically just another collaboration poetry book where people are just expressing things that they've gone through, through relationships, through suicidal thoughts, to injustices that they feel within, you know, society. And some of them, shout out to my other cousin, Rebecca, one poem in there is called Melanin Queen. And okay. She's just basically uplifting herself as a Black woman and other women, you know? So, yeah. So it's not out on Amazon as yet. It should be out in April,
okay.
April 2nd. But, yeah. That's basically it.
Well, yeah, I can't wait for that one to come out either. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm looking at the cover and I'm like, this, it's so powerful. Just, yeah. You know, the imagery that's on the cover, it's so powerful. I fell in love with it. I'm like, what is this? You
Listen,
know?
Man, it, so for those, of course, who can't see the cover right now, but will see it, it's a woman who's in thought, mm-hmm. deep thought. You know, but within her, you can only see her silhouette, but mm-hmm. within her is the ocean. I love the ocean. That's like my, how can I say it? It's my place where I find sanity, mm-hmm. peace. You know, it's very serene. And within the ocean, towards her mind, you see waves clashing. And that's how I feel like we have so much thoughts and emotions that we haven't sifted through.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the rest of her body, the water is calm. You know, and it's just like that thought that, no, we have to reach a place where the water is still in our mind, mm-hmm. as well. But once we got the cover together, I also said, this is it.
Yeah.
Because not only do I love the ocean, but it speaks volumes to exactly what we go through as human beings when it comes to our emotions.
No, it's true. I've always liked poetry as well, too. I started writing when I was probably like in middle school. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like most people who like write, it's like we write for ourselves. We write to contain, you know, in our own little world. Because mm-hmm. when you're writing poetry, it's nothing but vulnerability. It's nothing but like, know, it's transparency within yourself. Like, I'm okay writing all these things onto pieces of paper. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I can actually, how I would feel if somebody read this. Because then it's like, they see a different you.
Right.
You know, and sometimes we're not ready for people to see the real us, right?
Understandable, yeah.
But I think that poetry is one of those forms of like, you know, one of the highest forms of expression because the creativity is crazy. And I just think that it's just one of those things like, you know, you feel good after you put it down on
mm-hmm.
paper.
Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of people, you would suggest journaling. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people, we don't know how to verbalize it, you know, or we're afraid of what people may think. So it's better just to write it out and get it out somehow. That's how you have singers
mm-hmm.
that write songs and they say when they're on stage and they're singing or playing an instrument, that's their piece,
mm-hmm.
you know. But yeah, you're definitely right. It's not always easy. You really are pouring yourself out. And like you said, poetry, it's so creative. There is a certain formula to it, but mm-hmm. at the same time, there is not. Because you just write what you feel. You have some poems that every other line it has to rhyme.
Yeah.
You have some that are very metaphoric, you know, or you have spoken word that has its own flow. But in general, poetry is free-spirited,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, and basically on that, that's why I've always fallen in love with poetry.
Okay. So now you've written these two books.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a third in the making? Because, I mean, you already on a roll.
People have asked me that,
mm-hmm.
and I've asked myself that. Because the first one was unexpected, the second one was more of, you know what, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I did the first one, I can do a second one. Third one is, I truly have to be inspired to mm-hmm. do it. I don't want to do it because people are expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to do it because I feel obligated to. Because I realize even as a poet, when we force something, mm-hmm. like even writing, it doesn't come out as authentic. So, and that's me. I'm just like, if I write a third one, I have something in mind of what the third one may be, but I'm like, I want it to be authentic.
are we gonna give an according to RP exclusive? Or are we gonna talk
Let me tell you something.
For the last couple of guests, I'm just like, are we dropping any exclusives on the according to RP show?
You ready for radio?
Well, I can say this. I have been debating on doing a Let This Mind Be in You Volume 2.
Okay.
And the reason is because even from that point till now, there's so much more I've discovered within scripture. Mm. There's so much more I have experienced, and it has gone to a deeper level of what it means to have the mind of Christ. Like, this walk is no joke, but it's not as complex. Many times we're the issue. And we're the issue because we're constantly battling with those demons within ourselves, the fear and the doubt. And I think about Peter when he was walking on water. Christ was just standing there like, Peter, just walk. Have no fear, just walk. Once there was just a slight movement within the water, Peter was like, can't do this. And I can imagine Christ like, I just told you to walk.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times that's how simple it is, but we get so caught up with our environments or our internal struggle. I'm not trying to say it's not easy. It's not difficult. I mean, it is. But at the same time, I think we take away of how much power we can have within the Father and the Son. And I'm thinking about it, but that's probably a possibility. But again, it has to be inspired.
Well, I mean, I'm here to inspire you. And to because as soon as you started talking about, you know, Volume 2, I'm like, this could be like the next Chicken Soup for the Soul series,
oh,
right?
See you right now?
I mean, because I loved Chicken Soup for the Soul growing up. Like, I just loved it.
Yeah.
And it was funny because the other, maybe a couple months ago, I went to Barnes & Noble. I was back into, like, this feeling of, I feel like I'm, I don't know, lost again, right? Because that tends to happen to me very often. People don't think that, but it actually does. Okay. I have these periods of feeling lost. What am I doing with my life? What is my purpose? This happens. And so I look for, you know, devotionals. That's why I love the Bible app so much, because they have such, you know, structure. They have such a categorical, like, devotion. So if I'm feeling guilt, if I'm feeling stress, I can type that up and they'll give me a whole slew.
Okay.
But I was going to Barnes & Noble's and I'm like, Chicken Soup for the Soul. Like, I feel like I need some chicken soup for my soul. Mm-hmm. And I know those books used to help me out growing up.
Okay.
You know, so I went looking for it. And it's like, it's phasing out, dying out. Yeah. Like, they're not there anymore. Yeah, really. Yeah, like, you'll find old copies, but they're not coming out the way they used to.
That is very true.
So, I mean, you know, I will take a 5%.
What, are you gas me right now?
5%.
Yeah.
But I think that, you mean, you're onto something. I mean, these devotionals.
Possibly.
You know, there's a million topics, a million struggles, you know, that you could write about. So,
There is. We shall see what happens.
So, a little bit, I wanted to know a little bit more about you though, because some people are probably thinking, oh, she's an author. Like, this is what she does 9 to 5. This is her job. This is where she has time to write all these books, you know? Like, why don't you write a third book? You got the time, right?
So
what do you do? Like, is this a side hustle for you?
Side hustle right now.
Okay.
Side project. Okay. So, Shay, in essence, I see myself as a poet. I see myself as a... Okay. Poet, author, but I also see myself as an artist, I should say. I love anything art. Film, literature, basically, yes, everything art. But growing up, I've always wanted to be on television.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be in the media realm. And once my conversion happened with God, I had to just take a backseat and try to figure things out. So I was able to still do media within the realm of ministry because I went to California for a year, and that was an amazing experience. And I was able to learn about other people's cultures and upbringings because I think being a New Yorker, for me, all I saw was New York. I didn't understand other people's upbringing. Like, for me, I met multiple people that were homeschooled. I was like, homeschooled? Like, what's that? You know? Because I also came from a background where I wasn't raised, I wasn't raised in like the kind of structure of ministry, mm-hmm. Bible studies. You know, I was raised Catholic, and I'm not trying to say anything about Catholicism, but in the sense it was just go to church and come back home, and that was it. So there was a lot of things I had to learn. But at the same time, I think I just took a back seat. Once I got older, I realized I had bills to pay, right? Mm-hmm. So I was just like, okay, I'm going to get into administration work. So I got into administration work, and I've been doing that for a while, but I think the inner essence of who I am wasn't satisfied.
Okay.
I was like, this is not me. You know, I need to get back into projects that speak to who I am. Mm-hmm. And film is definitely one of them. Like, I fell in love with documentary work, you know? So right now, I'm still doing administration, mm-hmm. but on the side, I have been doing these projects that I love. And writing the first book, it wasn't easy because coming home, I had to continue writing articles. I had to continue getting articles from other people, working with the book designer and just getting this all together. And there were times where it was a struggle, where I didn't think it was going to come out. I didn't think it was going to get completed, and I felt defeated. Or I felt like those who did know I was putting this together, especially the writers, I felt like I was letting them down. But then there were friends that were around me, and shout out to them. There were friends around me that was pushing me and saying, Shayna, this is something beautiful that you have started. Don't let this be, these little roadblocks, don't let it be a defeat, you know? So I kept pushing. I was praying, and I was just like, Father, okay, if this is supposed to come out, just help me be at peace and mm-hmm. structure it for me to meet the right people. Because I was working with certain people, to tell you the truth, that screwed me over, mm-hmm. you know? And found the right people and the right resources. And all of a sudden, that book came out. And again, once I started promoting it, and people and friends were pushing me like, Shayna, put it on Amazon, do this, mm-hmm. do that. And I must admit, and I'm so humbled, I never expected the amount of support I got. You know, I was putting too much doubt on myself, and I realized, no, there are people that want to support you. There are people that want to read things like mm-hmm. this, like you said. So once that happened and funds started coming in, I was able to say, what am I going to do with this? Mm-hmm. I don't want to just pocket it. Like, to tell you the truth, I want to do more. That's when I said, you always wanted to do poetry, so what's the holdup? Put those funds into this mm-hmm. next project. And to tell you the truth, with those funds that will come from the poetry book, it will go into another mm-hmm. project, you know, and that's how I want to continue seeing it going. So Shayna is doing her regular 9-to-5, but she's doing her side hustles as well, just trying to dive in into the realm of art all over again.
Okay. You know? And then hoping that the art, the yes. passion project, side project will yes. become the full-time project.
I hope so. I hope so, because I realize that's just who I am. Mm-hmm. And the major project, that would be the main project, I would love if it's I'm able to become a brand. Mm-hmm. You know, like I was telling with the whole Belle Brooklyn situation, a brand that's not only doing books, but that is also doing documentary work and just apparel, you know, even, and just diving into so many things, because that's where my passion lies. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Okay, well, I definitely identify with that. I mean, my 9-to-5 is, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But it's the stuff that you do on the side that truly, like, that's where your heart is. That's where your soul is.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps you going. Like, if I wake up early in the morning, it's to, like, do something for either the podcast, the radio mm-hmm. show, Frida Women NYC.
Right.
Like, my blogging. Like, it's to do my stuff.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to get up early. I don't have the desire to get up early to do something extra for the 9-to-5.
No.
And
no.
So, you know.
And no... No knockout to people that do, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? But every individual is different on what sparks them and makes mm-hmm. them happy. And I got to give a shout out to you, because I'm extremely proud. You're also inspiration. Like, it's always an inspiration to see people that are like, you know what? I'm going to take what I'm passionate about mm-hmm. and I'm going to do it. So with the podcast and the jewelry line and the events that you be doing, trust, I'll be watching. You know, and you're an inspiration. So I got to give a shout out to you for that.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm trying. And I would say that it's the support of you guys, too, mm-hmm. that kind of keep me going. Because there are times where I'm like, man, maybe I'm just like, who do I think I am? Like, I think I feel like that's this question comes to yeah. me a lot. Who do I think I am to yeah. think that I could have, you know, tried to start my own business or tried mm-hmm. to do this radio. Like, you know, I keep, when I feel like that form of defeat,
right.
Like why am I doing this? Right. Who do I think I am? And then like somehow somebody will sneak a little text. It's like, hey girl, I didn't catch your mm-hmm. show this week, but I heard last week's. And like,
right.
so it's really the encouragement from like your friends, your support system, your team that kind of keeps you going, mm-hmm. you know, especially early on. Cause it's not, you know, when you make it great.
Right.
But in the beginning, it's just so hard to like break out there, right? Like
it
with
is.
Branding especially.
Branding and starting your own business is not an easy task. People think like, okay, I'm going to come out of my 9-to-5 and I'm going to do this and it's going to be a breeze. No, it's actually going to be harder than your 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. And many times you're not going to shoot off the first year. There's patience. And like you said something so important where you said, who do I think I am? But why do we not see who we truly are mm-hmm. and these things that we can do? I remember I heard a quote from a woman because I took a entrepreneurship 101 mm-hmm. Class. And this woman said, the grave is the most richest place. She said, because there's so much untold stories, mm-hmm. untold songs of people thinking that they could not accomplish anything,
yeah.
you know, or they could not tell their story in whatever form they wanted to do it. And yeah, it's the most richest place, you know?
It's so true. When you think about, I mean, I've unfortunately lost a lot of friends over the, you know, my course of my life. Mm-hmm. And I look and I see like, you know, some of them were very talented.
Right.
But it's the same thing. Like, you know, who would like, you know, listen to me sing or who would listen to my poetry? Who would, you know, pay to come see this piece of art that I'm about to, you right. know, post up?
Right.
And I think that it's something that a lot of us, I don't know if it's just the upbringing. I don't know what it is really, but a lot of us are just like, no one's really gonna care like so much or, you know.
I think we have this thing of, yeah, who am I? I don't have a certain status. And I think right now in the era that we're in with social media too, if we don't see a certain response, mm-hmm. likes, you
yeah.
know, people commenting, that feeds what we're already mm-hmm. thinking. Like, no, nobody really doesn't care.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a certain status, but not realizing that there's, with the millions and billions of people in this world, why do we not think there's not that one individual?
Yeah.
And we know it's not one.
Yeah.
But even if it was that one individual and what you're doing would be an inspiration or a help to them, why not? But we're so concerned on feeling elevated at a certain mm-hmm. point to have this kind of validation. And sometimes that's my issue, you know, where I'm like, oh, nobody's going to care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did with the first book. Oh, nobody's going to care. And then once I got the support and the response, I was like, oh, okay. It felt good, you know, but at the same time, I think it just switched my mind to saying, ultimately, it's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about what you're putting out there, mm-hmm. you know, and who's going to receive it. And
yeah.
I think that was like phenomenal to me to understand that aspect. And I think it's the same thing with this poetry book where I'm just like, I want someone to read it and be like, this is me,
mm-hmm.
or this is a friend, or you know what, I can resonate with that. And I think that alone will just make me happy, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. I think social media, especially like you said, the era that we're in definitely has mm-hmm. a lot to do with it because the like game is really like, it can be demoralizing to a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for according to RP, I think I have I'm like struggling to catch that 400, right?
Yeah.
400 followers.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, but these are actually like, most of them are actually people who know me.
Yeah.
So I can't even, so I don't even feel bad that it's not like 1,000 because
right.
I know that it's the same people who are commenting. And then like I have my other page where mm-hmm. I'm like, for like a whole year, I've been struggling to break 1,000.
Right.
And I'm like, nobody likes this.
There,
you know what I mean? Or you post a picture and I'm like, 3 likes. Mm-hmm. What is going on here?
Right.
But then it's like, I have to, I'm like, you know, I can't let that stop me. I got to keep pushing it out there.
Exactly.
And at some point,
exactly.
something will, you know, hit or connect.
Sometimes you go in the span of overnight, you'll go from like 400 followers to like 2,000, 3,000
mm-hmm.
overnight because of just that one moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's why we have to keep pushing because we're still looking for quick gratification.
Yeah.
And it's natural. It's within our human nature to want that. But at the same time, if you hear of certain really successful people, you'll hear their story where I love hearing the story of like, what's his name? Sylvester Stallone.
Mm-hmm.
Where he was like, people didn't take him seriously. He started in porn, okay? People didn't take him seriously as an actor because he had that, like, that voice. Mm-hmm. You know, that, yeah. That voice. And I forgot what it is, but that little crookedness in his mouth. Okay. And people weren't taking him seriously. And he just got that one break. Look at him as an actor right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Household name.
Yeah. And then he could have given up and said, no, this is not for me. And we would have never had a Sylvester Stallone. We would have never had a Rocky. I love the Rocky series.
Yeah, me too.
We would have never had a Creed. Amen? Hello. So I would definitely, even for both of us, encourage us that, no, let's keep going. Because at the end of the day, it's the passion. And if we're true to our passion and true to what we want to put out there, it will come back to us. Let's not concern ourselves with the time frame, but concern ourselves with the people that are being impacted. Yeah. You know?
I think that's a word. If it wasn't a word, it's a word. It's true, because I think that a lot of you guys who are listening out there who are entrepreneurs trying to like start that thing.
Yeah.
Somehow, you know, the internet, it's such a liar sometimes. And what you were talking about earlier about being transparent,
yeah.
I feel like that's just so necessary, because your transparency will help someone else who's
correct.
Starting off and wondering what the hell is going on here.
Right.
Because the internet would make you think that you can be a star overnight and that everything is easy.
No.
Like today, funny enough, I was on social media and I saw a post that the Shade Room threw up about student loans. Now, I think the government's trying to find a way to get the student loans to come straight out of your bank
paycheck.
Account, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your paycheck. And so a lot of people had things to say. And so there was one woman, she posted, you know what? You know, that, you know, a lot of you guys fail to realize you guys are sitting here, you know, paying for college education. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to college. And so I'm making $20,000 a month easy with only $1,000 overhead. You guys are suckers. You know,
well, why would you...
and it's so for me, I'm listening, I'm reading this, and I'm just like, and so I'm looking at the comments first, because I always look at the comments, see
correct.
What people are saying.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are people who are like, that's right, sis. Yup. People fools out there getting a college education, you know, when you could just be an entrepreneur and make money. And so other people started to comment like, well, I have my college degree and there are certain professions where you need it, you know, like,
correct.
And, you know, and then I think at some point I ended up commenting on somebody else's post. And then this woman, you know, ended up trying to drag me into her post. But I was just like, you know, it all depends on what your passion is in life.
Correct.
Like, I always wanted to be an attorney, but I have to go to college to be an attorney.
Right.
So I'm like, if everybody is just a business person opening up businesses and selling vegan products,
right.
which is what she does, who's going to cure the sick? Who's going to get people out of jail? Who's going to teach our kids?
Correct.
I'm like, it's all about passion.
Right.
And you could do both. You can
right.
have your real job, 9 to 5, and then have the passion project. And if that passion project blows up, then, you know, it is what it is.
And let's be realistic. Not every individual's personality is meant to be an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to hear that. I'm not trying to say that people should not follow their passion and get into certain projects per se. But at the same time, I've been reading up on entrepreneurship and reading on doing your passion and so forth. It is not for the faint of heart. It is not a joke.
Nope.
And I'm not trying to discourage anybody to not get into it, but her approach as if like it's a walk in the park, so everybody should be doing it and be just like me. And if not, you're a sucker. That was the wrong approach.
Yeah.
You know? So like you said, an education is not long. We can go into another discussion.
That'll be another, because
you know what I mean? With education in the college system, I can get into that. But education in general, you know, is not wrong. It's just, you can't expect everybody to be in the same lane. Everyone has their lane.
Exactly.
And you can't knock somebody for being that. Now, educating ourselves more on things that we have been blinded to, that's a different situation. Educating ourselves where we can be better and know how to beat the system, that's a different situation. But you can't tell people, no, follow my lane, and if not, you're doomed.
You're a sucker.
That's disrespectful.
And I was just like, and then I think finally, like, she commented, she's like, well, you know, you go be a lawyer, sis, but I'm making my business, I'm bringing, again, $20,000 a month, and I'm sure that I'm
right,
making
so if
more than you.
Something was to happen, you're going to need that lawyer, right?
That's what I'm saying. She's like, you know, I'm making more money than you, and I'm sure I have much less stress. And I'm like, again, to each his own, you know?
And those type of personalities, I don't want to talk ill will of people, but You will learn.
No, I mean, I think, you know, I don't think it's talking ill will. I think it's speaking the truth because, you know, if you are fortunate enough to not have to, you know, be a slave to the man or whatever, mm-hmm. good for you. And then maybe, you know, and maybe again, the transparency, mm-hmm. this is how I did it.
Right.
It took me 4 years to make $20,000 a month. Right. I mean, if it happened overnight, there would be no homeless people on the streets. they'd all get their free little library card, mm-hmm. get access mm-hmm. to a computer, and mm-hmm. become rich, right?
Right.
But I think that the lack of transparency is what is hurting us because mm-hmm. we're in an era where everybody wants to be an entrepreneur.
Right.
Not everybody can be. And it's like I said, let's not throw any shade, but it does take a spirit, a willingness. A lot of people don't have good work ethic.
There's different workers out there too. Mm-hmm. I realized taking that entrepreneurship class that there's different work personalities. I'm considered the lover where I need to be more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that always wants the harmony and I want to do everything peacefully mm-hmm. and I'm very organized. And then you have, I forgot the name of it, of that type of worker, but that person that's more aggressive and they're able to tell people, no, this is how mm-hmm. it's going to be and we're going to do it this way. So at the same time, yes, I can learn those other aspects and I have them within me, but it's not the most dominant trait. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we can't expect, like you said, for everyone just to jump into the entrepreneurship ship. And, you know, but
you made a rhyme.
I know, right? Is that poet? You know, because everyone out here, like, you know, we heard it. Everyone wants to be a rapper.
Girl,
everybody wants to be a promoter.
A producer.
Everyone wants to be a producer. And it's just like, because you're going with the hype, but are you ready to do the work?
Exactly. Because those rap artists out there that are laying the bubblegum tracks
mm-hmm.
spent nights and weekends in the studio to somehow mm-hmm. come up with the bubblegum tracks.
Yeah.
But I mean, they had to go and push it. They had to pedal it. They had to get, I mean, it's like they had to get us mm-hmm. to get on board with the bubblegum. Because
right.
for me, I'll listen to some trap music, mm-hmm. some bubblegum trap. Because mm-hmm. now it's like, because they've done their job in getting it out there,
right.
now it's like I look for it sometimes.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, that's not for somebody who's just going to be in their basement, record something right quick, and then just throw it out on YouTube and sit back and expect it to, you know, work out for them.
Work. It's work. And you do hear, don't get me wrong, you do hear one of those stories where people make like Instagram videos and YouTube videos and then they're discovered that way, but you cannot expect it to be everybody's
story. It can't
story.
Be everyone. And even with those people though, it's like how many Instagram videos did they have to put out before they got that one?
A lot.
Like, you know,
yeah.
it's like even with them who've become, like they've been able, I guess, to maybe not go to work,
yeah,
stay at home with their parents and feed into that, but
correct.
That was a work ethic that they had to do
persistent
to not work for the man.
Mm-hmm. I tell people consistency and persistency will bring you far.
Mm-hmm.
It really will bring you far. It's all about discipline,
mm-hmm.
you know. And again, that's another aspect that I'm learning right now.
For me, I think discipline's always been, I've always been okay with it, but patience has been my issue.
Yeah.
It, you know, patience is a virtue certain and is not, it's a virtue that I lack.
Mm-hmm.
I lack patience. And again, most people probably wouldn't think that,
mm-hmm.
but I do lack patience because I, you know, ideas run through my mind like a speeding train.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, I got to try to execute everything. I got to try to do everything.
Correct.
And I have to sometimes check myself and say, Rita, you have to be patient. You have to see this through. And if it's not working right now, you need to
go back to the drawing board.
Just go back to the drawing board.
Right.
You know, don't abandon it to go to something else because it's just not happening for you right now.
I'm prone to do the same.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the planner in me. If things aren't going exactly how I
mm-hmm.
see it, I usually want to just, you know, forget the whole situation, not realizing, just be patient on how the process is going to
mm-hmm.
go. And if not, just go back to the drawing board, but don't give it all up altogether,
yeah.
you know?
So. Yeah. Well, Shay Sana.
Yes.
Belle Brooklyn.
Belle Brooklyn. I think I'm more hyped with the Belle Brooklyn name.
Shay Nasinatus.
That's the Haitian government.
Yeah, you know, I tend to have a lot of Haitians on my show. You know,
yeah.
as a Haitian, I like to promote my friends and my people who are doing great
awesome.
Things, you know? And
yeah.
I know so many people that are doing great things.
Yeah.
Like, there's just so many of us. And
right.
there's not, I don't think there's enough platforms to like showcase everybody who's doing great things.
Okay.
And so, like, that's one thing. Like, I'm always happy to have, like, my Haitian people on here. I mean, my people, you know, in general. But I tend to have a lot more Haitian people. You know, when you grew up in the Haitian community, it's like, you know, Haitian church.
Right.
Haitian school. Haitian everything. So.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It is what it is.
It makes sense.
So, on social media.
Yes.
Exactly how can we contact you? What platforms are you on and what are we typing in?
I would say the best way to contact me right now and follow me is Instagram.
Okay.
So on Instagram, it is Belle Brooklyn, BelleBrkLyn.
All right, all right.
So it's Belle Brooklyn on Instagram. And from there, you can also see in my bio the link to go to get the first book, Let This Mind Be In You devotional. And of course, on April 2nd, when the second book comes out, the poetry book, the link will also be there. And you'll just get updates on everything that I'm doing, you know, because right now my Instagram is more for like personal, you know, your pictures and so forth. But again, like I said, I'm trying to become a brand with all these projects that I'm doing. So I'm going to do a little bit of cleaning up. So definitely we'll open it up to the public, and it'll be a place that everyone can go and check out stuff that I'm doing.
All right, cool. Now, is there, if we have a little time here, is there a short little passage maybe that you would want to share with the people? Because, you know, April 2nd's a long way.
You're hilarious. You're hilarious. Well, I don't memorize my poems as most spoken word artists do. Listen, I don't call
neither do I.
I don't consider myself a spoken word artist.
You're a poet.
I'm a poet.
You're a poet.
Yeah, I don't.
I feel like there's one poem that I wrote when I was, I think I was in either maybe early middle school, when Eazy-E died. I was like obsessed with the whole, I was always obsessed with like rap. And I think it went like, Eazy-E, oh Eazy-E, why did you die so tragically? Died so young for AIDS you had.
You made it like Shakespeare-ish. Like,
girl. And for some reason, because I had a book, you know, I had a book of poems and my house had burned down and I lost all of it. For some reason, this is the poem that stuck in my head.
Oh, Eazy-E, oh, Eazy-E. I'm like, wow.
I'm like, man, I must have really been, you know, obsessed.
That was tragic.
It hurt. It hit me. Tupac's death too. Yeah. I had a lot of poems about Tupac. Yeah.
He's a beautiful poet.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I was a big fan of him. I can't remember his poems though, but the Eazy-E one.
That was hilarious. For you poets out there, I would definitely recommend Tupac's book, A Rose That Grew From Concrete. I would definitely recommend that, as well as Maya Angelou's. We all know about Why the Caged Bird Sings, but she also has a book that encompasses all her poetry. From like beginning to end. And I would recommend that, because sometimes I've even written those, because you have Maya Angelou that just comes with such a soulful and intellectual form of poetry. And then Tupac, he has that intellect as well, but it's like the love and the hood.
Yeah, it's raw.
Listen, an intellectual hood guy will get me every time.
So if you're listening, Belle Brooklyn.
Belle Brooklyn. Has a thing for hood intellectuals.
Yes, but you need to be anointed in the blood of the
spiritual
lamb.
Spiritual is very important.
Yes, you need to at some point be seeking the hem of his garment if you have not already touched it.
You're hilarious. But yeah, I have like a little. It's not going to be long. Real quick.
A little taste.
All right. I wrote this. Just, you know, those days that you're just probably sitting at work or at home and you just, a thought comes to mind, and just write it down real quick. So I just wrote this and it's called Daydreams. And I wrote, I await the moment when his love causes my pen to dance on paper, creating poetry. But for now, I will settle for my daydreams. And that's it.
I got to snap in the mic.
Yeah. Sometimes I thought that poems had to be long
and rhymey,
but certain poems are even a sentence. Like when I was doing research and looking at other poetry books to just see how I should put mine together, there was certain poetry books I was going into and there was just one word on the page, But that one word spoke so so much volumes, you know? So with this one, it was just basically speaking to my romanticism side, you know? But yeah, poetry comes in so many different forms. And
I feel so inspired now just to go back to the drawing board.
Girl, please do. We need to have some people sharing their thoughts.
I mean, I have like my, you know, my blog, Madam Esquire, which has now been named, well, it's still the Madam Esquire, but it's the antisocial socialite.
Yeah, yeah.
I do have some of the poems that I wrote, like maybe like, I mean, last couple of years, is going back as far as like 10 years ago. So there were some blog posts that were just poems.
Yeah.
So I do have those that are up, but then, you know, I haven't. And so that's why, like, with the event that I'm hopefully trying to do in March, which you will be featured in. Because you're a poet.
Oh, mercy.
I'm going to let you know that right now, Belle Brooklyn.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got you. Yes. I got you. It's all about stepping out, coming out of our comfort zone.
Yes.
Owning who we are.
Yes.
You just rebuked me and I accept it. Let's go.
And so, you know, I feel like a lot of people are like me who, you know, we are creative. We used to either sing or used to either write poetry. We used to perform.
Right.
But work and life has just bogged us down. So it's like, we just want that opportunity to like release. Mm-hmm. So that's why the event is called Release Your Inner Creative.
Ooh, nice.
So I am, you know, still shopping around for the venues. Hopefully I can lock something down within the next week or two so we could do it in March. Because people have been asking like, what happened? We were so hyped.
Right.
Because it was supposed to happen in January. But I feel like it will be an awakening for a lot of people.
Okay.
Like when they say that, okay, I'm going to see. This one girl was like, I wrote something. Like I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And just to see like the hype, you know, behind her statement, like I wrote something,
correct,
you know.
Correct.
I feel like there are people who are just waiting for an opportunity to, you know, release that creative side of them. And because this is not like, you know, a professional open mic thing, it's really for amateurs. Like those of us who
just
like the regular everyday people,
you
know, people will feel a little more at ease to like, let me just read this. It might not be that great, but
I don't need to compete with anyone else.
Exactly.
I feel I have to be a certain way.
There's no prizes.
Right.
So
it's just free-spirited people.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. So I also wanted to say, because it just came to mind, my IG page right now is private, but I would also suggest people just, you can still add me, follow me, but it will become public as soon as I do a little cleaning up and, you know, branding or whatever. But definitely still follow Belle Brooklyn on IG.
Definitely, definitely. Well, Shay Sana, Belle Brooklyn.
Thank you, boo. Thank you, boo. I love hearing it.
Yes. No, I like, because when I saw it, I'm like, this is nice. Because, you know, people change their name all the time on Instagram. But I'm like, I like the way this, it's like it has a good ring to it.
Yeah,
Belle
right?
Brooklyn.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, guys, you know where to find her. And if for whatever reason you forgot, you didn't catch it right, you could definitely hit me up at According to RP on Instagram, Facebook, and then I will make sure I put you in contact with her. But thank you so much I think we dropped a lot of gems today.
We did.
So thank you so much for being a part of the show and talking about your journey and just, you know, about just the fact that you are a 9-to-5 working Black woman who put out two books already.
Two books.
And she'll be putting out more books.
I receive it. That's what I'm going to say.
In God's name.
I receive it.
She'll be putting out more books. But it's just great to just be with like-minded individuals and just showcase people who are, you know, the people who are listening to this show are just like you and I.
Correct.
And some of them just need that little inspiration to be like, you know what? If she could do it, I could do it too. I've always wanted to write a book.
Most definitely.
Not a competition thing. I find that sometimes people,
it should not be.
They're just like, oh, I don't want her to write a book. Like, you know, I'm the one that's writing a book here.
It shouldn't.
And that happens so much.
We each have a different story to tell in a different way. And even if it's the same, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. Everybody's story is different. And I don't remember who said this, but someone said it, that everyone has one good book in them.
Listen, I told you, the grave is the most richest place.
You know, one good book in them. And I'm like, you know what? That is so true. Like, I feel like I've been hearing like this voice, this deep voice, this manly voice. Although you know, people are debating whether God is a man or not. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I've been hearing this voice in my mind. It's like, just write it. Just write it. Just write it. But then I'm like, but what am I writing? Because I have so many stories. What do I write?
It will come to you.
So I'm just like, you know, just sitting here like, you keep telling me to write, but I don't know what you want me to write.
It will come to you because the devotional was not a part of the plan. Mm-hmm. And it came. Maybe the poetry book was more a part of the plan within me, you know. But
you did it.
And I did it. You did it. Yeah. And there are other things that I'm just like, I wonder if I should share this with the world. Mm-hmm. You know, like my own personal stories. Mm-hmm. And like you said, certain things you're just like, this is going to be a little too transparent. Yeah. But at the same time, you're like, man, but how many people can also identify with mm-hmm. that? So we shall see, but I receive it. Yeah. I receive you.
Claim it. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. No, this was great. You know, despite the little background noise that we were getting earlier.
Yes. And apologize.
I'm just like, ma'am, senorita, you don't see.
Like, they don't see us here talking
on the mics.
Yeah.
You but, know? You know, we're going to get that all cleaned up for you, fixed up for you. But I definitely am going to have you back on the show. I mean, after the book, we're going to talk a little bit more.
Definitely. And I also want to talk about just the process.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people want to write a book, but they was like, what's the process?
Exactly.
So I'll definitely love to come back on and share that with you and any new things that are coming yes. up with me.
Any new, maybe volume two that are brewing. All right, everyone. It's a wrap for the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we will talk to you guys next week.
You were listening to According to RP on WJMS Radio.
About time you tuned in.
Tune in each and every Thursday.
Can't wait to come back.
7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
It's all online.
WJMSradio.com.
Download the new app.
Live 365. Listen to the show anywhere.
Anywhere, anytime.
Download it.